Windows Vista's speech recognition supports both command and control and dictation. Command and control is the ability to tell your computer what to do. For instance, things like start WordPad or switch to Microsoft Outlook. Dictation is the ability to enter text into applications such as Notepad or Word by speaking it, and then manipulate that text and correct your mistakes. System Access now has built-in support for Windows Vista's speech recognition. It's worth noting that this is not Saratech's flexible user interface, which you may be familiar with from an earlier product. This is simply our support for Microsoft's built-in speech recognition provided with Windows Vista. So let's see what this new speech recognition feature has to offer. To get started, I'm going to bring up the Windows Vista control panel. To do that, I'll bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, Start search, editable text, blank.
Then press down arrow to move out of the search edit box.
Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
And press C until I get to control panel.
Computer, C, connect to, C, control panel, C.
And here I'll press enter.
Task bar, Windows lower, classic view, list, add hardware, category, hardware and sound, not selected.
1 of 49.
Now I'll press S until we get to speech recognition.
Scanners and cameras, category, hardware and sound.
33 of 49.
Security center, category, security.
34 of 49.
Sound, category, hardware and sound.
35 of 49.
Speech recognition options, category, ease of access.
36 of 49.
There it is. So we'll press enter.
Advanced speech options, link.
This control panel puts the focus on the advanced speech options link. However, if we tab a few times, then we'll get to the start speech recognition link. So that's what I'll do now.
Text to speech, link. Ease of access, link. Audio devices, link. Help, link. Start speech recognition, link. Start using your voice to control your computer.
That's what we want, so I'll press enter.
Set up speech recognition. Welcome to speech recognition. Speech recognition allows you to control your computer by voice. Using only your voice, you can start programs, open menus, click buttons and other objects on the screen, dictate text into documents, and write and send emails. Just about everything you do with your keyboard and mouse can be done with only your voice. First, you will set up this computer to recognize your voice. Note, you will be able to control your computer by voice once you have completed the setup wizard. Next button, Alt-N.
We have here a straightforward setup wizard, which, as you can tell, System Access is reading automatically for us. So I'm going to press space on the next button.
Select the type of microphone you would like to use. Headset microphone. Radio button, selected. Best suited for speech recognition. You wear this on your head.
I do have a headset microphone, and I should note here that to use Windows Vista's speech recognition with System Access, you will need to wear a headset. You will at least need to wear headphones, even if you're using a desk microphone. That is to prevent Windows Vista speech recognition from hearing the text-to-speech output from System Access. Unfortunately, we have not yet been able to work around this problem, so for now, you will just need to use a headset, or headphones at least. So as I said, I have a headset microphone, so I'll press enter here.
Set up your microphone. Proper microphone placement. Position the microphone about an inch from your mouth, off to one side. Do not breathe directly into the microphone. Make sure the mute button is not set to mute. Next button, Alt-N.
Handy tips there. I've already got my microphone set up correctly, so I'll press the Next button. And on the next screen, Windows Vista is going to give me a couple of sentences which I need to read into the microphone so it can get the mic volume right. So as soon as System Access speaks that information, I'll go ahead and read it back and then press the Next button.
Adjust the microphone volume. Read the following sentences aloud in a natural speaking voice. Peter dictates to his computer. He prefers it to typing, and particularly prefers it to pen and paper. Note, after reading this, you can proceed to the next page. 0%.
Peter dictates to his computer. He prefers it to typing, and particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
Next button, Alt-N. Your microphone is now set up. The microphone is ready to use with this computer. Click Next to continue setting up speech recognition.
Alright, we'll do that.
Improve speech recognition accuracy. You can improve the computer's ability to recognize spoken words by allowing the computer to review documents and mail. The computer will learn words and phrases to better understand you when you speak. Note, these words and phrases are not revealed to other users or sent to Microsoft, More information on Windows Privacy Policy. More information on Windows Privacy Policy. Windows Privacy Policy. Link.
Let's tab to see what else is on this screen.
Enable Document Review. Radio button. Selected.
This feature will scan your documents and email for unusual words or phrases that may be unique to you. For instance, names of companies, names of people that you know, names of cities, largely proper nouns, are affected by this feature. We recommend that you leave this feature turned on. So I'm going to tab to the next button to continue.
Next button, Alt-N, print the speech reference card. The speech reference card is a list of commands the computer can respond to. Print out the list and keep it with you for a quick reference to the commands you can use with the computer. When you encounter a program or some other part of the computer that's difficult to control by voice, this list of commands can be very useful. View reference sheet button, Alt-V.
We'll skip this step and tab to the next button.
Next button, Alt-N. Run speech recognition every time I start the computer. Run speech recognition at startup. Check box, checked.
I'm going to choose not to do that. However, if you do expect to be using speech recognition all the time, then you will probably want to leave this option turned on. So I'm going to uncheck that.
Unchecked.
And continue to the next button.
Next button, Alt-N. You can now control this computer by voice. We strongly recommend that you take the interactive speech recognition tutorial. You will learn and practice the commands that will let you successfully control your computer by voice. Click Start Tutorial to begin taking the tutorial. Start Tutorial button, Alt-S.
Unfortunately, due to the highly graphical nature of the tutorial, for instance, it shows simulated programs on the left side of the screen and illustrates what would happen in those programs as you give voice commands, we have not yet made this tutorial accessible. We may be able to make this tutorial accessible in the future, but for now, let this audio demo serve as a brief tutorial optimized for blind users. So I'm going to skip the tutorial provided with Vista and tab to see what else is on this page.
Cancel button, back button, Alt-B, start tutorial button, Alt-S.
It appears that the cleanest way out of here without running the tutorial would be the cancel button. So I'm going to press that.
Cancel button. Speech recognition options. Configure your speech recognition experience. Start speech recognition. Link. Start using your voice to control your computer.
Now, what we just heard is a sound from speech recognition telling us that it is listening to what we say, but it will only respond to a certain key phrase, which I will say now and then illustrate how we can use voice commands and dictation. Start listening. Start notepad.
Untitled notepad, editable text, blank.
Hello, exclamation mark.
Hello.
I hope you are enjoying this demo, period.
I hope you're enjoying this demo.
Stop listening. As you can see, it's quite easy to activate speech recognition by voice, tell it what program you want to start, and then dictate to it. Now I will dictate a sentence which speech recognition will most likely not interpret correctly. Then I'll show you how to correct the mistake. Start listening. Josh and Laura are getting married!
Josh and Laura are getting married.
Stop listening. By the way, Laura is my sister, and she and her fiancé Josh are getting married this December. I chose this sentence because I didn't expect speech recognition to spell the name Laura correctly, at least the way I and my family pronounce it. So now I'm going to do something which, unfortunately, we can't do hands-free, at least not yet. I'm going to move the cursor back to the word Laura and use the arrow keys to review the word letter by letter to make sure that speech recognition spelled the word as I expected it to. So now I'll press Control Left Arrow until I get to the word Laura.
Married, getting, R, Laura.
Now I'll use the arrow keys to review character by character. First I'll left arrow to back up one character.
Space.
Now I'll right arrow over the word.
L, A, R, A.
As I expected, speech recognition spelled it L, A, R, A. That's not correct. So now I'll go back to the end of the line by pressing End.
End of line.
And now I'll show you how we can correct that mistake. Start listening. Correct Laura.
Alternates panel. Say the number next to the item you want, followed by OK. 1, Laura, L, A, R, A. 2, Laura, L, A, U, R, A. 3, Laura, L, O, R, A. 4, Laura, L, O, A, R, A. Don't see what you want? Say it again.
Or say, stall it.
Stop listening. Very straightforward. So since the correct choice LAURA is here, I can just say the number of the choice. Start listening. 2.
Laura. LAURA.
Stop listening. 2 at 4. But let's suppose, for the sake of demonstration, that the correct choice was not there. In that case, I can say, spell it, and spell the word by voice. I can then, if I want to, press modifier up arrow to have system access speak and spell the word that I just entered, and then say OK to apply the correction. So now I'll show you how that works. Start listening. Spell it.
Spelling panel. Spell the word in a clear voice.
Capital L.
L.
A.
A.
U.
U.
R.
R.
A.
A. Laura. L. A. U. R. A.
Okay.
Spelling panel closed.
Laura.
Stop listening. Obviously, I wasn't able to provide commentary while I was in the spelling panel, but as you can hear, I spelled the word by voice, then pressed modifier up arrow to confirm that I spelled the word correctly, and then I just said okay. So that's how easy it is to do dictation and correct your mistakes. This also works in WordPad and Microsoft Word, as well as many other edit controls. We do not currently support Vista speech recognition in Microsoft Internet Explorer. However, feel free to try it for yourself, and if it works for you, then by all means use it. As you may have guessed, we can also close this notepad window by voice. I'll show you how that works. Start listening. Close window.
Notepad. Do you want to save changes to entitled? Save button, Alt S.
Stop listening. I'll assume that you haven't seen this dialog before. So we need to find out which button we need to press to close the window without saving it. To do that, I'll press modifier W.
Notepad, do you want to save changes to entitled? Save button, Alt S. Don't save button, Alt N. Cancel button.
Once you're familiar with a dialog like this, you'll be able to operate it hands-free, as I'm about to do. Start listening. Don't save.
Desktop. List. Recycle bin. Not selected.
1 of 5.
Stop listening. So far, we have used speech recognition without any sort of training, aside from the one sentence that I dictated during microphone setup for the purpose of adjusting the microphone volume. However, Windows Vista does provide a training feature, and we in Microsoft recommend that you do at least one training session to improve dictation accuracy. System Access makes it quite easy to complete a training session. It will automatically read each line that you need to speak back and keep you informed of progress as you go. If you need to hear the current line again, you can press the accent grave key, much as you would to repeat the last message in a Windows Live Messenger conversation. So now I'll show you how training works. We won't do a complete training session because that would take about 10 minutes. However, we'll go through a few sentences and then I'll press Alt F4 to back out. So again, I'll open up the speech recognition control panel. I'll bring up the start menu.
Start menu. Start search. Editable text. Blank.
Move out of the search box with down arrow and press C until I get to control panel.
Internet. Internet Explorer, I, computer, C, connect to, C, control panel, C.
Press enter.
Task bar, control panel, classic view, list. Add hardware, category, hardware and sound, not selected.
1 of 49.
And as I did before, I'll press S until I get to speech recognition.
Scanners and cameras, category, hardware and sound.
33 of 49.
Security center, category, security.
34 of 49.
Sound, category. Hardware and sound.
35 of 49.
Speech recognition options. Category. Ease of access.
36 of 49.
There it is, so I'll press enter.
Advanced speech options. Link.
And I'll tab until I get to training.
Text to speech. Link. Ease of access. Link. Audio devices. Link. Help. Link. Start speech recognition. Link. Start using your voice to control your computer. Set up microphone. Link. Set up your computer to work properly with speech recognition. Take speech tutorial. Link. Learn to use your computer with speech. Learn basic commands and dictation. Train your computer to better understand you. Link. Read text to your computer to improve your computer's ability to understand your voice. Doing this isn't necessary, but can help improve dictation accuracy.
Once I press enter here, I won't be able to provide additional commentary until I press Alt F4 to back out of the training session. Since I've already explained how this works, now I'll just show you a minute or two of a training session. So now I'm going to press enter.
Speech recognition is minimized during configuration. Speech recognition voice training. Welcome to speech recognition voice training. By listening to you read aloud to the computer, Speech recognition learns how you speak. On the next page, some training text will be displayed. When training text appears, read it aloud in a natural and even tone. The system will display one line at a time. When you have finished reading a line, the system will, after a short pause, automatically present the next line. If the system doesn't understand what you read, it will skip to the next line. This is normal, and not a cause for concern. Click next to begin training. Note, we recommend that you take the speech recognition tutorial first. In addition to improving the recognition of your voice, the tutorial also gives you an opportunity to learn the most important speech recognition commands. Next button, Alt-N.
Next.
Pause button, Alt-P. Training text. Please read the following text out loud. I am now speaking to my computer.
I am now speaking to my computer.
1% done.
The computer is learning the sound of my voice as I speak.
The computer is learning the sound of my voice as I speak.
3% done.
This will help the computer better recognize what I say.
This will help the computer better recognize what I say.
5% done.
Speech recognition can recognize many speakers very accurately.
Speech recognition can recognize many speakers very accurately.
6% done.
But training the computer will provide an even better experience.
But training the computer will provide an even better experience.
8% done.
There will be fewer mistakes when dictating.
There will be fewer mistakes when dictating.
10% done.
And when I give voice commands such as.
And when I give voice commands such as.
11% done.
Correct that.
Correct that.
13% done.
Go to the end of the sentence.
Go to the end of the sentence.
15% done.
And start WordPad.
And start WordPad.
16% done.
The system will be better able to understand what I say.
The system will be better able to understand what I say.
Speech recognition configuration has finished. Speech recognition options.
Stop listening.